He's a Lutheran pastor there, and I just went there to spend some time with him, and I was there for about 2 weeks. We're sitting around the campfire one night, and I just asked him a question about something that he'd said that morning in his sermon, and I just asked him about the presence of the Lord. Well, I thought that was really interesting because he got very animated. Now, I don't think that anybody in here really knows my son, but he's less animated than I am. So, and when he gets excited, he talks. And what I found really interesting, it was like, what is the presence of the Lord? And just the week before I went to visit him, Justin had talked about the presence of the Lord. And he was talking about it in a way that I thought, that's very different than my son, how he talked about it. But yet, there were some similarities there. It's like, what is the presence of the Lord? It's kind of like what George was talking about this morning. God shows up. I think that's the best way to think about it. So, what should be interesting about this morning is I've been working on this for probably, I don't know, 10 days or so, putting it all together, and I can prove it that I actually organized it, and I've got my notes. I've got 5 pages of written notes. I've got it on my iPad. And last night, God was started saying, well, take that part out. I was going, oh, well, maybe it won't be very long then. It's kind of like, and I was praying more, and I was reading through my notes to take this part out. So take this part out. So it's kind of to the point where I've taken out probably 2/3 of what I was going to talk about. And so they say, George woke up at 3 this morning. Well, I woke up at 2:30 going, what am I going to talk about? How can I talk about this? And all I know is there's 2 ideas that I want to talk about this morning is that what is the presence of the Lord and then being able to have communion together. We didn't forget it. We did it deliberately. So that we can experience the presence of the Lord together. So, I don't know, I'm very parched mouth here. So, so since the Lord really kind of chopped up my what I was going to be talking about, I just want to kind of think about what is it? What does it mean for the Lord to be present? And I kind of think back through the Old Testament, and I was thinking about the idea that, well, Adam and Eve, they were walking in the garden. Who was there? God was there. He walked with them in the cool of the evening. He was present with them. The presence of the Lord was there. I was also thinking about if you go further into the Old Testament, talking about the Israelites, the Lord was with them too, but how was he with them? There was a cloud, and there was a pillar of fire. The Lord's presence was there. He was with his people. he was there. And it was like, and it was very noticeable to the people. Think about it, being out in a hot desert, and there's always this cloud for shade. Or at night, there's a pillar of fire so you could see. He was always there. He was always present with his children. And if you go on and you go on into further on to the life of David, you know, he wanted to be in the temple. He wanted to seek God's face. God was present with him. God was there. It wasn't just doing an activity. God was present with David. Solomon too. It's like when he dedicated the temple, what happened? The glory of the Lord came into the temple. He was present with his people. Now, I think most of us, we go, I can't really relate to that. I can't think about that. But yet God was present with his people in a way that was special to them. And you think about the life of Jesus. He was always there. I mean, if you read through the Gospels, there's probably not a page that you can go by that Jesus is not present or Jesus is not there. But I want you to think about it. For the disciples, they actually got to sit down, talk to Jesus, ask him questions. He gave them answers. He gave them new parables, or he even explained his parables. He was present with them. He was physically present with them. You think about some of the other things that, you know, as you go through, probably one of my favorite stories is, you know, after Jesus had died and was resurrected, you know, he just happened to get on this road to go to Emmaus. It's like, and there was a couple of guys that were walking along. And, you know, Jesus asked them a few questions probably. And then, you know, they said, well, haven't you heard about what happened? And then they told him about, you know, all the things. And then Jesus started explaining to them the scripture and how all the things were fulfilled. And it was kind of like, and later on they talk about, weren't our hearts burning when he was explaining this to us? He was present. Jesus was present there during that time. And you could probably come up with more and more stories and ideas about what does it mean for God to be present. But I want to think about it in today's terms. You know, Jesus is no longer physically with us, but he's with us spiritually through the Holy Spirit. And one of the things that he said is that, you know, the Father was going to send a comforter. And that comforter, you know, can walk alongside us, encourage us. He's always there. But the thing that I think about, too, is that, you know, the Holy Spirit, nowadays, we kind of think of it in terms of an it. The Holy Spirit is a person. And he's with us continually. He dwells inside of us. If you're truly a believer, he's within us. So he's always present with us. But yet at the same time, how do we recognize him? Because if you think about on the guys on the road to Emmaus, they were just talking to this other guy that was walking down the road with them, and they didn't recognize him. How many times are we like that we don't even recognize the Lord's presence? We don't see, or we don't recognize it in whatever form it might take. You know, the thing that George talked about this morning with the gifts. How many times do we recognize? Many times we'll recognize a gift within a person and say, boy, that person's really gifted. But how many of us recognize that was the Lord in that person through that gift that was speaking to you or touching you or healing you or whatever it might be? It's not just the gift, it's God working through us. So as I think about it, you know, there's all kinds of activities that we can be involved in, that God can show up, God can be present. But probably one of the most memorable things is probably communion. To really experience the Lord. Because that's what we've come to. We've come here today. I think most of us, we've come here today to experience the Lord. We didn't come here because it's our duty, or it's kind of the tradition, or it's just what we do. I mean, there might be some of that in there, but most of us, we go, what is God doing? How can I experience a fuller amount of the Lord today? How can I be a part of what God is doing? How can I experience, or how can I behold the presence of the Lord? Not just emotionally, not just, but being touched. How do I come to a place where God can touch me and heal that broken part of me? We all have broken parts. But God can heal every part that's broken, whether it's physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, whatever. Jesus can touch that. And that's what I'm really striving for today, is not that I would give a great message. I don't really care if I do. I want God to touch you in a way today that you will be changed. And not just changed for a few days, but God would do a permanent work in you in such a way that your life will never be the same again. And I don't know. Maybe that's a big ask of God. It's like, I've been awake since 2:30, George, so I got up there and I didn't go back to sleep. So it's like, and I've been asking God that whole time, what is it that you want me to communicate? What is it that you want your people to hear? And it's like, it's not a well-prepared message. But I think in a way, it's a well-prepared messenger. God has done a work in my heart. And it's kind of like, this morning, I just wanted to get up and it's like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I just wanted, and it doesn't really matter to me if I look like a fool, I get up here and not know what I'm going to say next, like, that's fine. What I want to make sure of is when I leave is that we have all had an experience with the Lord, and not just, oh, that was a good song, or that was a, and I love singing. It's like, I'm not putting that down. I'm just saying, it's like, is God here? And I see heads shaking. Is God here? Is he present with us? Is he present in your life? Is he present throughout the week? Yes, yes, and yes. God is here. It's like one of the things that I've been thinking about recently is the idea that God inhabits our praise. What does that mean? What does inhabit mean? It means to live somewhere. God lives in our praises. He lives there. He enjoys it. That's where he dwells. He inhabits those praises. It's like when we come together and we sing and we praise God, he inhabits that. He inhabits our praises as we sing. And that's not just a little fairy tale. God is actually here. It's not just a nice little thing to say, but God is literally here, and he inhabits the praises of his people. And so when I think about when we get together, God is always here. The question I have for you is, do we recognize it? Do we recognize when he's working in our lives? Or do we recognize it when he's working in the lives of someone that's close to us? So, and I know this is probably going to be one of the shortest sermons you're going to hear, because I really don't know what else to say other than to invite the Holy Spirit in. And we're going to take communion together, so if you want to start getting ready for that. You know, there's a few people that have been asked. We're going to do it like we used to do it. We're going to actually pass out the communion. So I'm going to have you hold it, and then we'll eat together. But I just want to, while they're getting ready, and Erica, if you're here, I don't know where she's at. Hopefully she's here. You can come on up too. But I would just want to take the time and invite the Holy Spirit to come and join us as we celebrate communion. Holy Spirit, we just thank you. We thank you that you are present here. That you are present in each and everyone's life. I thank you for what you've done in my life. I thank you for what you've done in the lives of the people in this room. Lord, I just thank you for everything. Lord, we just invite you here. We invite you in. We also acknowledge that you are literally here today, that we might love you, that we might express our gratitude, our thanksgiving, our praise. Praise you, Lord, for your goodness towards your people. We praise you for what you've done. And I just thank you that you've given me the opportunity to be here, be with these people, or to show them love. I just thank you that you love each and every one of us here, God, that you've given us. You've given us a gift that we cannot repay. No matter what we do, your love, your dying on the cross, shedding of your blood, the breaking of your body. Just thank you, Lord. So I'm going to read a verse. It's not a typical verse. Typical verse that you hear for communion, but yet says 1 Corinthians 10:16-17, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread. We who are many are one body, for we all partake of one bread. That verse has meant a lot to me over the years. But I just want to think of the idea, what does it mean to participate? It's a participation in the blood of Christ. It's a participation in the body of Christ. Participation can also be, it's where they get the word communion. There is an activity that you're involved in with someone else. And I want us this morning, as we eat and drink together, to think about, we're participating in something that Christians for 2,000 years have been participating in. But it's a participation not just with one another, but with the Lord himself. What I find interesting is that the Lord is the meal, but he is also taking with us. I mean, I don't know how that works, but that's the way that I understand it. I'm just going to pray with us. I'm going to lift up the bread. Just thank you that your body was broken. You made a way that we might be one. Take, eat. You, Lord, I just thank you. The blood was shed. Your blood was shed for each and every one of us. That we might have forgiveness of sin. Lord, we don't deserve it. We don't merit it. But God, you've done wonderful things. Just drink together. One of the things that I would love for you to do is just take a minute, just think to yourself, how is God present in my life today? Not yesterday, not last week, 10 years ago. But how is God present in your life? How does he show up today? Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for this opportunity as a body that we can celebrate together. Lord, sometimes I know that we just go through the actions. And it's just something we do when we go to church. But Lord, I just pray that today, God, you will open the eyes, open the hearts of all of us, that we might understand in a deeper, in a fuller way, how your body and your blood have changed our lives, how that you, Holy Spirit, have touched us in a new and special way. Just thank you. Just thank you, Lord, for being good to us. Just can take a few minutes and just think about God's presence in your life. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us again, fill us anew. Don't let us leave without being changed. God, touch us. Touch each and every one of us here. And I just want to thank you for your presence here. I'll just say, we're kind of coming to an end here. Like, I know this is short, but I don't know that we need to prolong it any longer. So I just want to thank you. Thank you guys for being tolerant of me. But hopefully you will take away something today that can stay with you for the rest of your life. So I'm just going to say, you know, when the time is right, you guys are free to leave. But I'm going to stick around up here, and I don't know if anyone else wants to come up and with me. you know, maybe the elders or others. But if God has done something in your life today through this, I just want you to come up. I want to pray with you. We want to pray with you. And like I said, this is, you know, I started out thinking this is not going to be anything, any great message. This is going to be a simple message. But if we understand the truth behind it, it can change our lives. So with that, if anybody needs to leave, or if you want to come forward, I'd love to pray with you.